Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A man in illegal possession of a shotgun and a loaded handgun was arrested at an intersection near Donald Trump's rally in California on Saturday. It marks the third time someone with firearms has either been arrested or shot after being spotted near Mr. Trump. And with just over 3 weeks left to go until Election Day in the US, the race for the White House is as close as ever. Campaigning has seen Kamala Harris publicly release her medical records, and she now is urging Donald Trump to do the same. Well, I'm joined now by Susie Moore, who's Deputy Managing Editor at redstate.com, and Lindy Lee, Democratic National Finance Committee member. Susie, just on that point that Kamala Harris has released her medical records, they say she's in excellent health and that she's fit for the presidency. Why do you think it is that Donald Trump seems reluctant to do the same?
Well, I don't think there's any question about Kamala Harris's physical fitness. She seems to be a healthy 59-year-old woman who's fit and trim and active, and I don't think anyone was really questioning that to begin with. Donald Trump has released the letters from his physicians confirming that he is in fine mental health and physical health. And what we see pretty much daily, because he's in front of the cameras so much, is his fitness. He is crisscrossing the country. He is appearing at multiple events a day, whether they be interviews or rallies, live events, that sort of thing. And I think the American people are fairly confident and able to judge the candidate's respective stamina and health just based on those visuals. I don't know that anyone needs his particular cholesterol numbers to feel like they know how they want to vote.
Lindy Lee, what's your view on this? We can see that Donald Trump is well. He's released his physician's notes on him. They say he's fit to be president and he's in good health. What more do you need to know?
Well, going back to Susie's point, the visuals actually belie this belief that Trump is well. He goes on tangents for hours on end. I personally believe that his prefrontal cortex is disintegrating because his inhibitions are completely just shot. He goes on tangents about batteries, sharks, Hannibal Lecter, nothing to do with what Americans care about, which is kitchen table issues and the economy. He just talks about himself for hours on end. It's even worse now than it was in 2016 and 2020.
But he's been on a downward slope. Lindy, that mightn't signify that there's anything wrong with the man. That might be just how he chooses to conduct his rallies, right?
I'm not the only one. Even Governor Chris Christie came out today. This is a Republican saying that Trump is experiencing cognitive decline. And if he were so confident about his medical records, why doesn't he just release them? Clearly he has something to hide, just like he did with his tax returns, just like he did with his property valuations. It's a pattern here. It's all about conceal, 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 and running out the clock and just not telling the American people the truth.
Susie, cognitive decline and Donald Trump.
I don't see it that way. I think we've all been well familiar with Donald Trump and his quirks and his personality and his kind of outsized personality for the past 9 years. The fact that he talks and talks for hours, and indeed he does speak about the economy at great length, but he also injects his own opinion about things. And yes, he has, as I said, an outsized personality. That's nothing different. That's nothing
may
new.
May I actually enumerate?
Chris isn't a doctor. May
I actually kindly enumerate the number of times he exhibited cognitive decline? He confused Biden with Obama 7 times. He confused Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi, two completely distinct women. He confused his ex, Marla Maples, with his rape victim, E. Jean Carroll. He didn't know who he was. He confused the state that he was in. He said that Americans dominated the airports during the Revolutionary War, mind you, which happened in the 1770s, when there weren't any airports. I could go on and on. This guy is not on the level. He is not capable of leading the greatest nation on earth. If he were capable, he would be releasing his medical records. And for his so-called doctor, Bonnie Jackson, to say that this guy is going to live to 200 years old, that's what he said. And by the way, Bonnie Jackson was actually dishonorably discharged by the Navy because of shenanigans that he pulled. So he is certainly not a credible source.
Okay, so Susie, just let's talk about that for a moment. His fitness to be president, given that his full health records have not been released, it gives way, it gives the freedom for people like Lindy to say what she's saying this morning. The easy way to clear this up would be to just to release them.
Well, you know, he's released not only the letters from Dr. Jackson, who, by the way, also served as Obama's personal physician while he was in the White House, so I'm not sure what the issue is there, but also from his doctor in November of 2023, Dr. Bruce Ehrenwald. So it's not just Ronnie Jackson, and it's not just somebody who's a politician. I feel like a lot of this is a distraction and an attempt by the Harris campaign to shift the focus off the fact that we are in the home stretch of an election where the polls are starting to show that Donald Trump is they're leaning into his favor. And frankly, the voters, when they're going into the voting booth, aren't really worried about what Ronnie Jackson says or anybody else. They're worried about the economy and immigration and wars.
And just on that point, that, you know, this is really tight, Lindy, we have a New York Times poll showing Kamala Harris within 1 point of Donald Trump in North Carolina. So if you take that as the standard bearer, this couldn't be closer.
It couldn't be closer. You're absolutely right. But I want to say one thing. I don't want to let Susie off the hook quite yet. Every single serious presidential candidate has released his medical records, released his tax returns, went on 60 Minutes, did a second debate. These are all things that he's copping out of because he simply is incapable. He doesn't want to debate again because he knows he's going to be annihilated. He can't stand up to the brunt that is Kamala Harris. He's just perfect. He's just completely incapable. And how do we expect somebody like him in his fragile state to stand up to Vladimir Putin? He's not. He's secretly sending COVID machines over there. He's not capable of standing up to our adversaries like Russia or China or Iran.
Well, voters don't seem to mind because it's pretty much 50-50 in those all important swing states.
Well, Pennsylvania, where I am right now, I am seeing so much excitement. I live in Philadelphia. It's a liberal stronghold, but we're not just going to rest on our laurels here. We're going into those rural areas like Erie County and Scranton, Pennsylvania, and trying to just claw into Trump's margin. And, you know, at the end of the day, Americans are going to realize that we're running against someone who is, frankly, a terrorist insurrectionist who invaded our capital because he didn't want to relinquish power. People need to stop mincing words and call it like it is. This is a guy who's a traitor, attacked the government because he didn't want to let go of power. He undermined our hard-won republic for his own ego.
How do you feel, Susie, when you hear your candidate being called a traitor?
Well, I think it's rich to call him a terrorist insurrectionist when he's never been charged with that, although Jack Smith has certainly gone out of his way to attempt to go after him on criminal charges. So I think that is rich. I also think it's rich to call him fragile when we saw exactly what happened on July 13th after the man was shot and stood back up. I don't think anyone looks at Donald Trump and thinks he's fragile. The bottom line is this. As you know, the polls are very close. But for instance, in Pennsylvania, right now, he's ahead by, I think, 0.1 if you look at the RCP average. This time in 2020, Biden was ahead by 7 points. So I think that tells a lot about where the campaigns stand. I think the fact that he's comfortable going to California and New York, which are states that he probably won't win electorally, but nevertheless, he's going there to hold his rallies and talk to the people there who want to see him. I think that speaks a lot about the confidence his campaign has and the confidence he has in the American voters.
And there are only weeks to go, and I'm sure we'll talk to you both before we get to the presidential election. Susie Moore and Lindy Lee, thank you both. Now, coming up, from heat pumps to solar panels, the SEAI will be here with me in the studio to answer all of your retrofitting questions, and you can get them into us now on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.